What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Smoking Jay, the fantasy fornicator of Bears, Brews, and the Bros. And I want to talk to you guys about Monkey Knife Fight. If you guys use the promo code DABROS, that's DABROS, they will match your first deposit up to $50. With football here, finally here, and all the sports, you know, taking action, make sure you guys get involved. There's plenty of prop games going on Monkey Knife Fight. And it doesn't stop there. Monkey Knife Fight is allowing me to give away 10 $25 vouchers to use on MKF.com. For every 5 people that send me a screenshot showing me that you guys use my promo code, DUBROS, I will enter you in a separate raffle and give you guys another opportunity to get some more free money. Let's go. Let's get this money. Let's have a great, great fantasy football year, basketball, baseball, all of that. Let's get this money, baby. Bear down.
Hello there. This is Richard Dent. You're listening to the Bears, Brews, and the Bros podcast.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your boy, Smoking Jay, in the motherfucking building with Doc POC, Fantasy Drill, and Sweetness himself. Shout out Renegade. Couldn't make it. But the Bros, we got 4 of us up in here, man. We haven't done it in a while. How we feeling, man?
Oh, we are doing great. Doing great. Another beautiful Saturday night to record a beautiful episode of Bears, Brews, and the Bros.
It's outstanding to see all of us here. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Even though minus the Renegade, you know what I'm saying, and everything else like that, we'll be coming to you live in full effect at full strength soon, but it's great to be here with, you know, more than 2.
it only makes sense to come back the right way when, you know, even off season and when we're laying it down, because you know who we want, you know what I'm saying? Deshaun Watson, come home.
hey, we're going to get to that.
Dropping the gems early.
Hey, bro, Sweetness hey. Ain't fucking around. He's like, man, let's talk about Watson already, dog.
All the bros know I jump like hopscotch, bro. But yeah, I got you, Brody. I got you, Brody. I'm going to let you lay it down, but you already know where I'm at. So,
oh yeah,
let's let this motherfucking train ride like a motherfucker.
We finna get into it right now, but first things first, you know, let's talk about the first topic we're gonna talk about is Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace, the decision coming up from up top, right, from McCaskey's, and they're keeping him. They're keeping him for one more year. They had the conference and they did address the media and all that. Let's go real quick, man, around the horn on this one. Doc, you first, man. What was your takeaways from the conference? What's your reaction just to the decision of keeping Nagy and Pace at least for one more year, man? Let's hear it.
Well, we know that it's official. The Bears do not care about winning. They do not care about their fans. They only care about one thing. One thing only, and that's that money. And they're going to make money because the fans are going to keep showing up. They're going to keep subscribing to all the NFL stuff. They're going to show up at games when COVID goes away. They're going to buy merchandise. They're not going to boycott the Bears because Chicago, shit, we supported the Cubs. I know we got a bunch of Sox fans here. But the Cubs didn't win for 100 years, and they showed up in droves.
Go Sox, baby. We got you guys back this year.
And so that's all it's about. It's about the money, and they're going to make money, and they don't give a damn about winning. And it's just sad. It's just sad. Sweetness, how are you feeling about that?
I mean, to be honest with you, man, we're listening to the conference calls and, you know, all these, you know, we don't even know, you know, the questions we're being asked. How long are you going to be signed for as far as the GM or an OC or whatever? And those questions were never answered. Those questions were kind of skipped upon. So, you know, as far as saying, well, you know, that's not the big. You know, that is the base of the question, and you didn't answer the question. So what happens next? Now you're hiring people, and maybe you're not hiring people. But You're not doing anything. You're not signing Allen Robinson. You're not doing anything that makes our team better. You know, and I don't know. It's just a bad time. It's just a bad time for the Bears as far as the office goes. The front office for the Bears is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Bro, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm a Bears fan for sure. Am I a Bears fan right now? Probably not, because of the people that are in charge. That's too much.
Hey, man, say it with your chest. Let them know.
I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is, bro. You know what it is. You guys know what it is. I'm not going to lie about it. If you can't coach football, if you can't scout talent, if you've been day in, not even day in, year in and year out, and you can't even tell who the fuck you're fucking scouting.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, no,
we could go back so far, and I don't even want to go to the quarterback session.
We got to.
Nobody in Chicago wants to go back to the quarterback session or to the person that chose quarterbacks. Oh, I'm done with it. I understand the fact that we did not draft Deshaun Watson, which was the given, the golden one. And I also understand that we didn't choose Patrick Mahomes, which was the, you know, he was the one that was lost in the sauce, but Andy Reid came and got him, and they did their thing, right? Okay, cool. But what people don't understand is that sometimes shit don't happen like that. We missed everything. We didn't even interview Deshaun Watson. We didn't do shit about fucking Patrick Mahomes. We went and got, and we fucking bumped up for North Carolina kid. I think one of the most notoriously known basketball we have, Michael Jordan. He went to North Carolina. We cool, bro.
What are you trying to say? Are you? Hold on. Let me try to help you. Are you trying to say since we got Michael Jordan in the NBA draft in 84, 85, when we got him, you're saying the way we got him, this is what we get. This is kind of like a karma, like, hey, that he fell into
no, no, no.
And no years time. Later, the next, you know, notorious North Carolina Tar Heel guy we got, fucking Mitch Trubisky, that's what we get? That's the curse? The gift and the curse?
No shot, bro. No shot. I didn't mean to put it that way. It's bogus, right? It sounds good.
It sounds good.
It sounds like it makes sense.
I hear you, though, man. Drilly, man, like, your takeaways on this whole thing, man, what does it mean for the Bears, too, bro? Like, moving forward, the conference, your takeaways. I'm going to go ahead and clean it up, and then we're going to move to the next topic, or we could go back and forth some more on this. But go ahead with your side.
Hey, I'll keep it short and sweet. Let's just say you own a business, right? Quick question. You own a business. You have an employee or employees that are not living up to par. That are not doing what they got to do. You're not hitting your quota every year. And it's due to their performance. What are you going to do?
Fucking fire it.
As an owner and as anybody else, you would get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like I didn't say, none of us here own a football team. We're all Bears fans waging in. But we're pissed. You know what I'm saying? What are we going to do? You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing this guy, you know, McCaskey, talk about, oh, they're in the learning. How long do you fucking need to learn? How long has Matt Nagy been with us? How long has Pace been with us? What the fuck? What do you have to learn? And now here comes another draft class that we got. Do we want Ryan Pace at the helm of that when, you know, knowing the future implications that this draft is going to – this is very important. This year is very important. It is important as a motherfucker. And whatever decisions that they make as an organization right now is going to affect us for sure down the long stretch. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel. Like, some people feel bad. They're like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're not fucking pros here. You know, we can't pick up everybody else. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? We got to do what we got to do as an organization. And hearing that conference and hearing them deflect a lot of questions, I understand the whole contract situations and shit like that. That's something that's personal and done internal. I get that. But at the same time, when you're asking about the team, they were dancing around those fucking questions like crazy. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to know what's going to be done and what is it, because the time for answers is now. We need to answer the call, because our defense is not going to last that long. They're wondering about injuries and how the defense is. Oh, the defense. You know why? Because they were on the field fucking 80% of the time during the goddamn whole entire season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about real quick how, like Drill said, they were dancing around a lot of questions. They were asking, and Hub Arkish, you know, he was asking him back-to-back questions. He was asking Pace. He was like, hey, I understand you guys are going to be here next year. How much longer do you guys have left on your current contracts? And Pace was like, oh, that doesn't matter right now. And then Buddy came and asked him again. He's like, actually, it does matter. We want to see how committed the Bears are to you guys. He's like, oh, well, the Bears come first. That's all that matters to us. Bro, they were dancing. They did not want to, you know, answer the question head on. They did not want to do that. And to me, you know.
Politician answers.
Exactly. And I feel like the reason they got one more year, you know, Virginia McCaskey, I think she's like 96, 98 years old, you know, something like that. And they're trying to. They know the defense is close enough to contend, you know, with the heavy hitters. The offense is not. Best believe there is a big move going to be made for a quarterback. And the only reason I know it's going to sound crazy. I have a little bit of faith in this because Matt Nagy is going to be involved in this decision. And he is the one running this offense at the end of the day. And I know he hasn't looked good. He hasn't, bro. But he hasn't had who he wanted.
I never said that though. I just said
you never
I just,
said what.
I never say he looked horrible. I just said.
No, I mean the offense was one of the worst. You don't have to say nothing. I mean it's in the statistics.
That's what I'm saying, like
it's in the statistics that they're one of the most.
That's what I'm saying, like bro. The fact that you even brought his name up, I'm like, fuck. Who the fuck?
Well,
is
I mean
that,
the thing is. He's gonna have a say in the next quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Between him and Pace, because if it's
I hope not.
But I mean, realistically speaking, I mean, I'm with you. I wish Matt Nagy and Pace weren't here. But
bro, we're gonna look.
If you look at the situation, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to pick this quarterback. If it's not Nagy and Pace, I mean, who else is it gonna be? It's gonna be a combination of them. We know this. All of us, the four of us in here, we know this. So with that being said, at least it's not just on Ryan Pace picking a quarterback, because we saw what he did. He traded up for Mitch. At least Nagy's gonna be involved.
I'm not,
like Mahomes,
bro. But
Nagy wasn't even in the picture.
Brody, I'm gonna let you finish because I need to understand.
Look, I'm not happy. Look, let me
I'm gonna let you finish because I need to understand one thing.
Yeah, so this is what we all gotta understand is that Nagy and Pace is here, bro. There's nothing we could do about that. Alright? Am I happy about it? Fuck no, none of us are, bro. But the truth of the matter is this. Pace made his decision on Mitch years ago. We saw how that worked out. Nagy was a part of that Kansas City Chief organization when they drafted Mahomes. I'm not saying Nagy was the reason that Mahomes is there. But, you know, he was there. He saw the process. He liked Deshaun Watson. That's a fact. I know that because this guy, Riddick, came out and he actually stated that this is, and I quote, this is what Louis Riddick said on the Mike Greenberg show. He said, I can tell you this. Matt Nagy loves Deshaun Watson. I know he loves Watson. You think right now he isn't trying to figure out a way to get in there in the mix for that discussion? I guarantee you that he is. I guarantee. This is Louis Riddick on the Mike Greenberg show, who's very, very close to Matt Nagy. So my whole thing with this, and we'll go ahead and touch to the next topic, which I guess we could talk about the quarterback situation. But all I wanted to say was this, moving on to the next topic, is Deshaun Watson, he's available. We know this. The Bears, they're not – I mean, as of right now, Nick Foles is the only quarterback. We're not moving forward with Nick Foles. Something's going to get done. We know this. And like I said, Pace, at least, is not the only one going to be making a full decision on his own. Because Nagy and Pace, their careers are on the line here this year. So I feel like Nagy's influence is going to play a part. But I know you're itchy over there, Sweetness. Go ahead. Quarterback situation, you kick it off. What do you see? What do you want? What would the Bears have to give up? Should they trade up in the draft and go for a rookie quarterback? Should they go for a proven quarterback? Go ahead. Let's go.
This thing becomes real easy when you start to talk about it. We got a lot of picks in the draft, and we're going, bro, throw me 2, 3, 4. Bro, we talked about it amongst each other. Bro, I would literally give anybody 2 or 3 picks. Let's go. That's my quarterback. Is it my fault that we didn't
You're talking about Watson?
Fans? Yes, we're talking about Deshaun Watson.
Trade package. What's the trade package you're offering right now?
Trade package is giving you 3 first round picks. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
That's cool with me. I don't mind that. You know why I don't mind that? Because we understand what a quarterback needs to do in this league, bro. Come on, man. This is not tough. This is not chess, bro. It becomes checkers after a little bit. Because now you know what you know what I'm saying? Who's your king?
No, we're talking about Deshaun Watson. And I asked you what the trade package was.
So let me go crazy.
You are definitely going crazy.
So let me go crazy. Let me go berserk. I'm not even crazy yet. Let me go stupid.
Let's do it.
There's no way that you go pull that shit. You got me fucked.
You don't think we'll pull that shit?
No shot.
So Deshaun Watson, though. Wait. Deshaun Watson, it looks like he's going to get traded, though.
Yo, chill.
I'm asking.
I'm asking you. You said it looks like Deshaun Watson is going to get traded. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me know where. Let me know how you feel, bro. You want to go to New York? You want to go fuck with the Jets?
So let's go with Doc on this one. Doc, quarterback situation. Deshaun Watson, you know, he's trying to get out of Houston. That's what it looks like. We're all getting that impression. For the Bears, for our sake, Bears organization, should they move up in a draft and draft a rookie? Should they just stand pat, or should they try to get a Deshaun Watson or maybe another veteran, maybe somebody else we're not even talking about, man? Go ahead.
Okay, so here's my thoughts on that. The Bears, if anything, they need to work through the draft. Deshaun Watson has a no-trade clause in his contract. He's put out there that his top 2 picks to go to are the Jets and the Dolphins. None of those are the Bears. And if you were Deshaun Watson, would you waive your no-trade clause to come to Chicago? Is Chicago right now an organization that is ran much better than Houston?
Yeah.
Really? It's run much better than Houston? Because I look at our wide receiving crew, and I'd say Houston and the Bears, about equal. We don't have Allen Robinson anymore. He's not coming back. Our tight ends aren't that great.
I don't think that your best bet is betting a fucking wide receiver core against the fucking Bears, especially if you're referring to the fucking Texans, bro. Like, what the fuck? Who the fuck do they have?
Brandon Cooks? The Bears don't have anybody either, Sweetness. That's my point.
I understand that. But who the fuck do the Texans have? They can fly.
That's why Deshaun Watson wants out of there. And by the way, Will Fuller's a free agent.
That's not the reason why Deshaun Watson wants out of there, bro. That's not true.
You're right. He wants out of there because it's a poorly run organization, just like Chicago.
That's a great point.
I'll give you that.
I think that's the point.
I will fucking go over there and embrace the fuck out of you, Doc, right now, because that was the best thing you ever said in your life.
That's a great point, for sure, bro, because if you compare organizations right now, I mean, our defense is better than the Texans. We know that. But as far as the organization, the way it's being ran, how the future outlook looks, it doesn't look good at all, man. It just doesn't. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I'm with you on that one. Drill, with this topic right here, quarterback situation moving forward, Deshaun Watson, you know, possibility, you know, he's out there. You know, I mean, a trade looks like it's imminent, honestly, bro. But for you yourself, bro, we're in the draft. We got the 20th pick. Do we stand pat there at the 20th pick? Do we move up and try to trade for one of these younger quarterbacks? Do we go after another veteran quarterback? I know Matthew Stafford is available. I know it's tough to pull trades within division. I'm just throwing a name out there because we haven't talked about that guy yet. But still, what? How do you feel, bro?
To me, hey, bro, there's a lot of options. When it comes to Deshaun Watson, I'm sure that we're last on his fucking list since we passed up on him in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So there's a reason why he named the teams that he named, and the Bears were in that mention. You know what I'm saying? Probably know that everybody knows around the league that we're hurting for a quarterback or anything else like that. Best situation, I think, that we go do, who's a kid? Jones? Who's a kid? You know, is it Matt Jones? What's his name?
You're talking about Buddy from Alabama. Yeah, Mac right. Jones.
And, you know, if I'm looking at it right, you got a pocket presence quarterback. If we got Nick Foles over there as a backup, who is still a pocket presence, you know what I'm saying, kind of passer, who can, throw that type of deal or throw that type of knowledge at him. You know what I'm saying? I think somewhat once we fix the O-line. And
who are you talking about, bro?
I'm talking about Jones, quarterback from Alabama. I don't think we're going to get Deshaun Watson. And I don't think that, that we're going to get any other veteran either.
Even if we get Deshaun Watson, bro, we don't even have weapons to throw it to.
We're going to get to that. You can make that click. But the thing is, though, is that I think that the problem in Chicago is that we keep going after these fucking tidbits. It's like somebody hanging a fucking carrot in front of a rabbit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that looks great right now. Let's go grab it. Like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, yeah, you had to deal with Trubisky. You made the wrong fucking choice and everything else like that. We all know that shit. We're pushing past it. You know what I'm saying? It'd be great to have Deshaun Watson here, but, you know, we got to look at the team as a whole entire package. You know what I'm saying? We got to look at everybody as a package. Would it be great? What's the chemistry going to be like? You know what I'm saying? When you throw a rookie quarterback into there, everybody's like, ah, damn, he's a rookie. But at the end of the day, a rookie tends to grab onto that team concept a little more than a veteran coming over. You feel me? I think that he can learn from Nick Foles, whoever the rookie quarterback is going to be, you know what I'm saying, and be able to implement that, and Nagy can start off brand new. Matt Nagy wasn't part of that Trubisky fucking ordeal. You know what I'm saying? That came after him, and that fell in his lap. If they're going to work collaboratively, like that word that they love saying so much during this press conference. Hold on, let me finish. If they want to praise that shit so much, then go out there and collaborate, Matt Nagy, Ryan Pace, get your inputs together on a rookie quarterback that you like from these colleges, go ahead and pass them over, and go ahead and make it work for this team. At least Matt Nagy now has an input into an offense that he's running and can help that motherfucking quarterback out from day one.
He doesn't right, he's still, but he's still losing.
I got
but
it.
He's still losing from day one.
I got it next. Let me say something real quick. I'm almost as sure as I could be about this, bro. We are not drafting.
We are not drafting
a rookie quarterback in the first round, bro. We are not.
I'm gonna tell you something real quick. You could go ahead, and I'm probably gonna go after exactly what you're talking about.
Hold like on. I haven't touched on this subject, bro. You hit it off first. Let me clean it up, and then you could go.
No, I need you to go crazy because
Let me go. So check it out, bro. So I hear what you're saying, Drill, you know, about Mac Jones or getting like a young quarterback, a rookie. That's not going to happen, bro. And the reason it's not going to happen is because these guys, the GM and the coach, they know their jobs are on the line. They're not going to go ahead and draft the rookie. I don't see that happening. No fucking way. The only way that would happen is if they traded up in a draft. And if you're going to do that, you might as well trade for a Deshaun Watson. You might as well do it, because if you were to trade up, and this is just an example, the Rams traded for Jared Goff in 2016 to the number two pick. They gave up two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and two third-round picks. We're not going to do all of that to get the number two pick. If you're going to do all of that, you grab Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? These guys, their jobs are on the line. Their careers are on the line. The Bears' defense is in win-now mode. Virginia McCaskey, any day she's going to be – I'm sorry, bro. I hate to fucking say this. Any day she could be fucking gone. They're shout trying to win shout, ASAP shout for her.
Shout out, Fantasy Fornicator. Let them know what the fucking cap is on fucking Watson for next year. No. Because
Let me finish.
You're the first one to tell me this shit. What the fuck is the cap on Deshaun Watson for 2021?
One of the common misconceptions when it comes to Deshaun Watson is that big salary cap that he has. And a lot of people want to say, hey, the Bears can't afford Deshaun Watson. They can't do it. They can't fit him under the salary cap. You guys are wrong. 2021, his cap hit is $10.54 million. His new contract doesn't start till 2022. And the next 4 years, starting in 22, his cap hit is $35 million, $37 million, $32, and then $32 again. So you work a trade for Watson now. You get him over here. You could fit $10.54 million under the salary cap. You could do that shit. Come on. For a quarterback like Watson, you do it. And I know Pace was here when he totally disrespected Watson and didn't even fucking interview him. But guess who wasn't? Nagy. And Nagy was big on Watson, and he was involved in the motherfucking meetings with Watson when he was in Kansas City. And he vouched for him to Andy Reid. So don't – look, I know it looks bad on the surface, but you got to dig in a little bit deeper here when it comes to this situation. Yes, they said – Watson came out and said the Jets are number one on my list. The Dolphins are number two. Well, guess what? The Texans are not high on Tua. They don't want Tua. They're not trading for Tua. Watson has a no trade clause, right?
That's that.
But
that's
the thing that is, that if the trade that the Dolphins are trying to do, according to multiple reports, involves Tua, the Texans don't want Tua. So with that being said, if the Bears are aggressive enough, they offer three first-round picks, a second and a third future. Just fucking do it.
You understand the fact that that's not going
to
happen.
I understand what needs to happen to get a Watson. And I understand the fact that Virginia McCaskey understands she's almost about to fucking hit that grave. I'm sorry to say. She's trying to see a winning Chicago Bears team. That's the only reason Nagy and Pace are still here. If she wanted to rebuild, there would be a new coach and a new GM here. They are not rebuilding. They are not. Go ahead, Doc.
We're wasting our time talking about Deshaun Watson. With the no-trade clause, I already laid out why he's not going to waive it to come to Chicago. If New York is under a new head coach, I think a new general manager, I'm not 100% sure on that. You'd have to talk to turn up the Jets.
Shout out, Joe.
But if they give him an offer and he's willing to waive a no-trade clause there, we're wasting our time talking about Deshaun Watson.
I don't feel like
it's a dream that we're never going to get to live out.
Listen, the only reason
– Why not?
The only reason – hold on. I only got one little quick thing to say to Doc about that. The only reason I feel like we have a fighting chance when it comes to this, the Texans have to be okay with the trade too. So if the Dolphins say no, right, and the Jets can't work up a deal because, you know, Salah over there, he's trying to build a defense first. If they say no and Watson really wants to get out of there, and let's say the Bears are third on that list, let's just say they are, just because Nagy is there, I think we have a chance. I'm not going to say we have the best chance, but Nagy was involved in those meetings with Watson, with Andy Reid in Kansas City, bro. And he wanted
Deshaun Watson. Who was involved?
Matt Nagy was involved with Andy Reid in Kansas City when it came to the whole quarterback process over there when they traded up for Mahomes.
Man, you, man.
So
you just fucked me up with that, and I'm not, that means in the worst way. But
well, I mean, look, he doesn't have the decision capability. He was the quarterback's coach, Nagy.
I mean, but then that goes back to the same thing and how I feel about everything, about all the coaches coming down the line. Like everything is going on right now, right? You think I'm happy with, you know what I'm saying, with Doc being a fucking coach? No, shot. That shit is false. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to be honest with you, what are you guys happy with the DC that just got signed up?
Oh, Doc,
as
yeah.
Okay,
we're switching it up. Okay.
As far as Bears fans go, we would be like, no, right? And that's what we do. We are expecting more out of people, and we're expecting more out of a lot of things. Okay, so let me put it to you like this on some real quick shit. Let's do Khalil Mack. Let's do Danny Trevathan. Let's do Roquan Smith. Let's do Eddie Jackson, Kyle Fuller, and the rookie on the other side.
Johnson.
It's really hard. It's really hard to have a great defense and not do shit about it. It's really hard to play ball and not be able to do shit about it. Right. So it's really discouraging when you get to, you know, it's a pick and choose type shit, bro. Like it gets really, you know, distinguishable. Like, yeah, I guess he's cool. Roquan's cool. Akeem Hicks is cool. Like, yeah, he'll be doing his part for a long time.
I mean, defense is there. The defense is set in place. We know that.
But we need to understand that we can't do things sometimes. Like, we need to do something crucial. It's not just that. It needs to be exemplified by the opposite. And that's why we don't really get it. You know what I'm saying?
So that leads into the next topic. You led us right into the next topic, which was the defensive coordinator, you know, Chuck Pagano, you know, in quotes, right? He retired, bro. He took the fall in a way. I feel like he did. You know, somebody had to be the scapegoat. Chuck Pagano retired. Now we got Sean Desai, right? He's been with the Bears since 2013. He coached the safeties in 2019, 2020. He was the top candidate when it came to internally getting that promotion. The truth of the matter, this job was not an attractive job to anybody outside of the Bears organization. Who's going to want to come here to Chicago knowing that Pace and Nagy's asses are on the line as the DC, whether you're an up-and-coming DC or an established veteran? You're not going to want to come over here. You know what I'm saying? So the Bears kind of had no choice but to promote within. This guy, Sean Desai, worked hand-in-hand with Vic Fangio. He knows the defense, been on a team for a hot minute. Doc, rapid fire. You know, Sweetness over there already touched on this subject, so we're going to go with you. How do you feel about the promotion within the DC, the defensive side of the ball with Sean Desai? Or Desai?
Well, I mean, you said it. It's a promotion from within. He's getting a chance to see what he can do. I think that's exciting. I hope he had a good relationship with Vic Fangio and can, you know, call him up and say, hey, do you have any pointers for me? Because we know that, you know, that there's NFL coaches that talk together, talk to each other, use each other as mentors. And I just hope that he can talk to Vic Fangio and give him some pointers on what he can do to be a good defensive coordinator. And hopefully he can use this as a stepping stone.
I'm going to go crazy on Doc right now because, first of all, Doc, you know, Vic Fangio is like the head coach of the Broncos. So he has no business fucking with anything we're doing over here. You understand?
I mean, he works. Sean Desai, though. I get Doc.
He's his disciple.
No, yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like if you look at it like Matt Nagy and Andy Reid, bro. You don't think Nagy called Andy Reid hella times? Like, oh, my offense sucks, bro. Like,
The
offense. Do you have any pointers? And Andy Reid was like, yeah, you guys should have drafted Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get what Doc's saying. You know,
my answer to that question is fuck no. Adam Gase never called Andy Reid, and if he did, he didn't answer the phone.
Adam Gase?
We're talking about the guy that played for us, that coached us, whatever the fuck his name was.
Dude, it is not far-fetched to say that coaches talk to each other. You watch the 30 for 30, the two Bills, Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells. They talk to each other all the time. They weren't coaching the same team. It's not far-fetched to think that Andy Reid and Matt Nagy actually do talk. Maybe not as in-depth as you'd think, but I'm just saying. So this guy, I don't even know his name, who's going to be the defensive coordinator for the Bears.
Sean Desai.
It's not far-fetched to say.
What was his last name, bro?
The Pride of Temple University.
This side.
Hey, Indian. Hey, he's Indian, bro. Hey, fucking. Hey,
first. Why are you so mad about it?
Indian fucking defensive coordinator ever.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's not Indian, dude. He's black.
Yeah, he is.
Maybe he might not be Anthony Special, but no,
he is.
Guess what? He's been through the fire. Veteran.
That's
fucking been there. Like you said, came from the tree. You know what I'm saying? So, I think he'll be good to go. The only thing that I hope for the Bears and what I wanted out of the defense, because I understand that they're in win mode right now, is to maybe turn up the aggressive meter just a little bit more. I would like to see a little bit more blitzes on it. You know what I'm saying? Even if it might cost us, we ain't got shit to lose anyway. Teams are scored on us anyway.
For real.
Bears are known for their defense.
One thing, I did want to talk about something that I found. I was digging in looking for some notes or something that's gonna pop out. So every team has like a reserve team, a practice squad. The Bears in the whole NFL, we have the number 2 and number 3 ranked players as far as future deals. Signing bonuses go, and they're both on a defensive side, a safety by the name of Marquis Christian and a cornerback by the name of Xavier Crawford. I find that very fucking interesting, bro, that we are number 2 and number 3 in the NFL with signing bonuses for players on a practice squad. I would not be surprised if there's some trade, some cut, something going on that will involve our DBs. Kyle Fuller is going to be owed a lot of money real soon. A lot of fucking money. So
that's big talk.
So
that's big talk.
I could see. I'm not saying that Kyle Fuller's gonna be traded to Watson, but I could see him being moved.
Let me tell you something right now, bro. The fact that Roquan had and still has back to back seasons doing all that crazy shit, and now you're talking about who'd you just say?
The guy's name, it's a safety and a cornerback. Marquis Christian is a safety.
Those are guys coming out of college, but I'm talking about the fact that we can lay it down and still send picks out.
Right. So there's a reason why we have these two up there, you know, that high. So I think that those are going to be names that motherfucking, you know, just to monitor and stuff like that. But, yeah, man, I mean, that's pretty much – you know, when it comes to the defense, I think that's going to close it out. But I think the last thing we got to talk about real quick is like the wide receiver depth, because yeah, you know, Watson would be nice. You know, as of right now, it's Nick Foles, the quarterback.
You want me to open the wide receiver core up?
Yeah. I was just about to say though, real quick though, you know, our wide receivers right now, man, we don't have Allen Robinson on the table. Right now, it's Darnell Mooney, Anthony Miller, Javon Wims, Riley Ridley.
Horrible. Horrible.
Those are wide receivers. So we got to figure something out. There is some free agents out there. We know about them. We were talking about them not so long ago. And I'm going to just name a few of them out real quick. Just, you know, so we know, so we could talk about them again. But it's Kenny Galladay, Chris Godwin, Juju Smith-Schuster, Curtis Samuel, Keelan Cole, Will Fuller, Marvin Jones. Those are just some to name right off the top. And Allen Robinson, of course, he's out there.
A-Rob is already there, but you know where we're going, right? We're not going the bottom tier. You named about, I want to say you named about seven receivers or eight receivers.
Seven or eight, yeah.
You know where we're going.
I have no idea where we're going, bro. Like, this team is so everything that's happened, like, all in a vacuum real quick, bro. If we go back to that draft, like, everything that's happened since then, it just doesn't fucking make sense how these guys still have their jobs, bro. Let's be honest here. It doesn't make fucking sense. The four of us here, we're fucking confused. We're trying to, like, piece this shit together, trying to make it make sense. And it's hard, bro. It's a fucking puzzle. And there's a lot of pieces that are missing to this team. We acknowledge that. The Bears refuse to acknowledge that. They're an organization
down. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we can't sit here and make choices as far as football players go. Our organization, as far as Bears fans go, yeah, that's false. That's false as fuck. There's absolutely no way that you go and don't even get in tune with your fucking with your players or whatever, dude. Like, dude, Allen Robinson, the hole you dig, that shit was a wash. And everybody thought that it was a wash because that he was so good that we were just gonna sign him. That's what happened, right? We all thought that Allen Robinson was so good to the point where we were gonna sign him again, right? Didn't happen.
I mean, we wanted that to happen.
I thought that it was like that. Did you guys not think it was like that?
I don't trust Pace.
Allen Robinson.
I didn't think that would happen because I don't trust Pace.
Well, my whole thought process was Allen Robinson is a fucking dog. You don't really have a choice unless you want to tag him. And now what's going to happen? You're going to tag his ass, right? And he's going to get pissed. Is that not what's going to happen?
Possibly, yeah. They could possibly tag him. I think, you know, he's a little bit older. He's an older receiver, like 26, 27. So he probably doesn't want to get, you know, that franchise tag. You know, he's been through some injuries. We know about that. But I think he's proven that he's, you know, the injury concern label. I don't think we got to worry about that so much with him anymore. I think if you're willing to pay, I don't know what the cap hit would be on a franchise tag for a receiver, but I would imagine it's more than $18 million, something around that range. Look, if you're gonna pay a receiver that much money for 1 year, Allen Robinson deserves an extension for what he's done for Chicago. And as of right now, bro, like, we're being disrespectful as an organization. So fuck you, Ryan Pace, for that. I'll say it for you, Allen Robinson. Fuck you, Ryan Pace. You need to show some fucking respect. Seriously, this guy laid it down for us with horrible quarterback play. You know, let's not get it twisted. And for all those Mitch Trubisky lovers, all you guys out there, you guys are upset that Mitch is gone. You know, seriously, man.
Don't go crazy, like, bro.
You guys really need to reevaluate how you guys watch football. If you guys are still out there talking about Mitch, man, you have no reason to be a Bears fan because you don't know what's good for this Bears organization, man. Like, seriously. We've seen what Mitch can do against bad teams, and we've seen what he does against good teams. All right?
Excellent.
Point blank.
Excellent.
You guys can't say shit about it, man. So, I'm good. I don't know if there's any other topics. Doc, do you have anything else you wanted to talk about with this offseason moving forward? Anything else before we dip out?
I got one topic.
Hold on. I went to Doc.
That's what I'm saying. If Doc got something to say, all my respect to Doc. Let him go.
So, when we're talking about wide receivers for the Bears, I don't see the Bears making any splash move. You mentioned a couple of good wide receivers out there, but as noted earlier in this conversation,
the Bears are
all about money. So look at them to sign a veteran. I could see like Corey Davis.
Yeah, I like that.
And I don't think he's the number one on a team. They're not going to sign a number one receiver. They're not going to have a number one receiver. Allen Robinson is going to give the middle finger to them, and the Bears aren't going to franchise him because they don't have room in the cap. So the Bears are stuck with a group of number two, number three receivers, maybe. That's how I see it.
As far as cap relief goes, I heard a couple of rumors today, and one of them was, and I know you guys are not going to like this because I didn't like it either when I heard it, but Akeem Hicks, $10 million cap hit. They were talking about Eddie Goldman returning next year. He's going to fill that void, way cheaper contract. We saved $10 million towards our cap next year. Jimmy Graham, if you cut him, that's $7 million that you save towards the cap. That's $17 million right there. So, I mean, they're going to have to find a way to get creative. They got to do it. I mean, they have no choice, bro. Like, you're going to make some tough decisions. I think a lot of the young bucks, they're good. You know, Tariq Cohen's good. You know, I know he got that nice contract. On the offensive side of the ball, Nick Foles, he's got guaranteed money. That's the problem with him. If you cut him, you're still taking a cap hit. That's the problem there. So we're kind of screwed. He's pretty much on the team unless he's involved in a trade, honestly. But
right, the only way you can get rid of Foles is by giving him
He's a throw-in in a trade. If somehow, some way, I know you guys were saying that, you know, that Watson thing is kind of like a – not all of you guys, but I think that was Doc. You were saying that Watson thing you don't think is going to happen. I get it. Trust me, bro. I'm very pessimistic about it as well. I'm just saying that we've traded up from the fucking 18th or spot before. Or excuse me, not us. The Rams traded up from like the 18th spot before to the number two spot, giving up all these picks. We've traded up from the number three spot to the number two spot and giving up all these picks. I wouldn't put it past the Bears to give up a stupid trade, right? A stupid, goofy trade, right? For fucking Deshaun Watson. I wouldn't put it past them. I'm not saying that,
that's the shit that I would
agree with it 100% because I don't know the trade yet. None of us do. But at the end of the day, bro, if there's a way to get Watson and if you could throw Nick Foles for some cap relief in there to the Texans, why not? Why the fuck not, bro?
Ooh, boy, get out of your standpoints, man. I tell you that, you know, the future of this team is very, very, very scary, bro. It's scary. And being a Bears fan, you're like kind of like at the edge of your seat, bro. You don't even really know what to do anymore. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of decisions to be made. The only things that I don't fucking agree with is this whole collaborative bullshit. If you're going to work together as GM and head coach, it should only be on personnel and where to put them. But I fucking heard, and in this motherfucking conference, that these cats were actually talking about midseason, during games, like what could be done better for the team. And I don't think your general manager should be getting motherfuckers to make the team better. The coach should be making shit happen with the team that they fucking have. Like, Ryan Pace shouldn't even be involved in it. Like, he was in there talking about, we were going over the board to see, you know, the different types of offensive line we can fucking have. What? No, that's something that you and the rest of your coaches go over. The GM, go do whatever the fuck you need to be doing, scouting out the next big thing to come to this franchise. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know it doesn't go turn in. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't go hand in hand. You know what I mean? Because Matt Nagy could help out Ryan Pace in a personnel pick. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that coaching decisions during the game should be done by any general manager. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck are you weighing in on what kind of offensive line or scheme that we can have? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wow, these guys are really working together. But
hey, real quick though, hold on, because that's very interesting to me, bro. You said that Ryan Pace was involved in the offensive line. When was that? What are you talking about
exactly? That was after the troubles. After the troubles that we started to have with the offensive line, they were scheming together a squad of offensive linemen that they could put together to better the offensive line.
You know, that's
why the fuck is Ryan Pace involved in that scheme and maneuver? That shit blew me. I was like, what the fuck?
Right now, my mind is blown real quick. And if you guys can hear me out on this one, what's his name? Brian Mustafa came in, and he was one of the adjustments that was made on the offensive line. And if you're kind of pretty much telling me that Ryan Pace played a role in that, there's a problem with the coaching. If you're telling me right now that Ryan Pace played a role in switching up that offensive line, we got some deep, deep issues on the motherfucking trenches as far as who's got eyes on them.
They were talking to each other, which I didn't get.
There's a lot of dysfunction here. There's a lot of dysfunction here. And if when you start trying to, like, you know, put the pieces together to this puzzle and try to come up with the answers on why is this happening? Why didn't this happen? Why are we in this spot? I think the four of us, we could all agree at the end of the day, we're all looking at Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy 100%, bro. And somehow they kept their jobs. And I think, you know, I heard what you said, Sweetness, earlier. You were like, am I a Bears fan? Yeah, but am I a Bears fan right now? Nah. I'm kind of with you as in, like, I'm not happy with the decisions, bro. I think a lot of Bears fans, if you look at this, like, if you look at this and you're being real with yourself, bro, there's no way you could be happy with this organization. No fucking way, man. We have a nice defense. A lot of our big hitters are 30 years or older. We're running out of time. And honestly, Mitch Trubisky, that selection set our franchise back about 5 years now. Straight up. Because if we would have drafted Watson, our team would have been different. I don't want to hear this. Oh, you don't know what would have happened. Look what we did with Mitch. We ruined Mitch. No. Do you know what happened? We made a mistake. That's what happened. Point blank. So, I mean, that's where I'm at with all of that. For the rest of the bros, man, this is your boy Smoking Jay for Fantasy Drill, Doc PLC, Sweetness in his house, man. You know, this is just a little bit of a breakdown offseason, how we see things coming out, how we feel about it, what we project, and, you know, just you know, a little back and forth and shit like that. So we're going to come at you guys again. We'll see what happens. You know, more rumors are popping up. We're going to talk about them. We'll see what happens, what develops within the next week. I know as of right now in the off season, our episodes are not like on a week-to-week basis necessarily. We're going to play it by ear. But we got some other things in the works. You know, we were talking about a dynasty fantasy football show. We're going to talk about some trade targets. We're going to talk about, you know, our top five rankings in each position for dynasty fantasy football. We know that's different than redraft. And maybe we'll play around and have like a maybe even a redraft mock draft. You know, that could be something fun we could do. Maybe just two rounds. You know, it doesn't have It doesn't have to be nothing crazy. Just something just for fun, just to let you guys know where we're at with that. I know we hit you guys with that fantasy football.
You know, scam money don't make no money.
And yeah, man, that's pretty much it, man. So stay tuned. We're gonna break down the divisions, you know, as free agency breaks down, as the draft breaks down and shit like that. still some coaching changes happening. We saw the Detroit Lions get that Campbell guy up in there, and he was talking a whole bunch of mess. That I don't know. Hey, did you guys hear that conference with him?
What did he say? What did he say?
Did you hear?
Negative. I haven't.
No. Hey man, they this dude was a former tight end, and they were like, hey, the Lions. They were like, hey, they were asking him, what's gonna change? And he's like, hey, the culture is gonna change. We're gonna be what Detroit is. We're gonna be hardworking. We're gonna hit you in the nose. He's like, if you knock us down when we get back up, we're gonna take one of your kneecaps out. And if you knock us down again, we're gonna get back up and we're gonna take another kneecap out. And it's just gonna be just like that. I'm like, what the fuck? Like this dude, like he sounds like a mini Ditka, bro. He's a former tight end, so we gotta keep our eyes out on the Lions. They just signed Anthony Lynn as an offensive coordinator. The guy was really bad as a head coach, couldn't manage time. But as an offensive coordinator, very interesting. So watch out for the Lions, man. They're gonna move Stafford too. It's gonna be interesting to see what they do, but. All of that being said, man.
Great to have a fucking motivator.
He's a fucking motivator, yeah. Straight up. For the bros, man, this is your boy Smoking Jay. We're going to catch you guys on the next one. Peace out, baby.